This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. For the first time, Texas issued letter grades to every school district and charter system in the state. The Dallas Independent School District earned a B. Still, says the superintendent, that leaves more work to do. Dallas Superintendent Michaelina Hossa runs the state's second-largest district and wasted no time saying he's not a fan of the new letter grade system. Hossa called it a simple answer to a complex question. That's because teaching and treating all kids fairly, from the haves to the have-nots, is no simple task. He did have some praise for the Texas Education Agency for taking family incomes into consideration.
Now, I do want to thank the TEA and the commissioner because I was a vocal opponent 2 years ago. If you were low poverty, you got an A. If you were high poverty, you got an F. And so they went and they did tweak it, and they did give you credit for moving the needle if you had high-poverty students.
Hossa said 90% of Dallas kids come from low-income families, yet the district did well enough to outscore several suburban districts near Dallas. What's more, he said all of the district's worst-performing schools finally turned themselves around. Yet, he said, there's no resting.
There's still much more that we need to do. We haven't arrived. It's a 26-mile marathon, and we may be on mile 6 right now. So we have a whole lot more work to do. We've done well, but we haven't arrived.
While the state has given letter grades to districts, individual schools still get pass-fail grades this year. 4 Dallas ISD campuses have been rated improvement required, so the district will come up with an improvement plan for them. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.